This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Good morning. Welcome to Morning Devotions. This is Chris Witz. I was talking yesterday about overcoming difficulties, and I mentioned the word control. This is probably one of the biggest problems we've got. We want control over our own lives, control over our destiny, and we think we're doing a pretty good job on our own. You know, we can decide what's right or wrong. People say, I don't need anyone to tell me what's right and wrong. I want to call the shots. I want to be the boss, make my own rules. And whatever I think is good for me, I'll do it. But you know, it takes away there the whole concept of God and God's part in our lives. The more we want to control ourselves or other people, we find that we run into brick walls because God is not part of the equation. And I think as the Bible really does explain, this is part of the biggest problem. Even Adam and Eve had this problem. God put them in paradise. And there, in the Garden of Eden, paradise, they wanted to control that. God said to them, you can do anything you want in this entire paradise except one thing. Don't eat from that certain tree. That was the rule. So what did they do? They walked over to it. And the only thing in paradise that God said was off limits. They did. Interesting that Satan said, eat this fruit and you will be gods. In other words, you will know everything. And that's probably been the problem ever since. They want to play God, control their own lives. They thought they knew better. So what did God do and what has changed in the thousands of years? Nothing much. We really still want to play God. We want to be God and do God's job in our own lives and try to tell other people how to run their lives. It sounds familiar, doesn't it? You know, parents want to control the kids control the parents, the wives try to control husbands and husbands try to control wives. People try to control other people. I think that word there is manipulation, controlling other people. And then we hide certain parts of our lives that we don't want others to know about. We might even deny it or avoid it. Sometimes we do things to try and overcome the sense of inferiority that we might feel. There are thousands of ways that we can actually deal with the problem of not really understanding what God is doing in our lives. And then we've got pain and darkness that come, I think, when we realize in those moments, perhaps when we're on our own, that we are not God and that we really can't control everything. When we're afraid someone's going to find out what we really are and what we're like, we don't really have it all together. We become frightened, don't we? And that fear is like that circle that goes round and round. It tries to bring us back to controlling other people. I think if we're talking about this control business, frustration's another part of this. When we try to control ourselves and other people, we get frustrated. People and life don't do what we think. We might think that people should act in a certain way, and so problems come up, conflict comes. Like David in the Old Testament, he actually said in one of his readings, my dishonesty made me miserable and filled my days with frustration. David, a great man, and yet he had at one stage decided to go his own way instead of following God's way. So if you're frustrated today, it's the symptom, I think, of a deeper problem that you probably haven't dealt with, that issue of control. Trying to control everything. Denial takes energy. It takes lots of energy, doesn't it? But if we're honest, we know that our attempts to control our own lives and our other people's actually ends up in a mess. In Proverbs 28:13, and Proverbs has some tremendous statements, it says, you'll never succeed in life if you try to hide your sins. Confess them, give them up, and then God will show you mercy. That's Proverbs 28:13. If I want to get my act together, as it were, I need God. I need his control. I need his love, and I need other people. And that's, again, the Bible says, God opposes the proud, but he gives grace to the humble. That's James 4, verse 6. So grace is the power to change our lives and our hurts. We all need God's grace. And we need the grace to say, Lord, I admit I have a problem. It's called sin. I have needs. I have hurts. But thank you, dear Lord, that with you, as I trust in you, that life somehow comes together. Amen.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with life words. Subscribe to Hope 103.2's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.